are you today?
Good, thanks. Is this Dwayne?
This is Dwayne, but also on the line is Bruce McRae from the Iqaluit Food Bank and Tay Newman from Feeding Nunavut.
Oh, hi everyone.
Hi, Colleen.
Hello.
So, my whole class is here with me, and they're trying their best to be quiet so that we can all hear what you have to say. I've tried to... Does everyone want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Red Rock School.
So, of course, we... Understandably, we have questions about how this would work. So if you wanted to kind of explain what's going on, because I tried to take a few minutes to explain to the class what this is all about, but if you'd like to, feel free.
Okay. Do you mind if I take a try at it first?
Go for it.
Maybe just to give a little bit of background so that everybody's on the same page. My name is Dwayne. I oversee the division responsible for procurement and logistics at Arctic Cooperatives. And as part of my role, I am involved in the Nunavut Food Security Coalition. And as a network of community cooperatives, one of which has one of its seven key principles is concern for community, obviously food security is something that we live and breathe on a regular basis. So when I saw the video that you had put on Facebook, and I think what struck me the most is most folks that find out about this this challenge, this problem in the South, their immediate reaction is to go and raid their pantries and go down to Canada Post or somewhere else and send food up north. And I've been able to see what the impact of that is from a few different perspectives, and I'm sure Bruce could add from his perspective at the food bank, and I'm convinced that it's not the best way to help. So when, at the conclusion of your video, the students that were recorded came to the conclusion that the best way to help is to provide funds, that's where I took the responsibility on myself to reach out to Colleen and say, I can help you with that, because I would like to think that I've got a very good background in the supply chain to and within the North. So really, this is an extension of that reaching out to Colleen to say... to acknowledge, what you're doing, the approach you're taking to it, and being able to offer my help to make the most out of what your efforts are.
That's really cool. Thank you for reaching out to us and to, I guess, help us. I guess we have hope to make the most of the money that we've been able to collect so far. So that's kind of exciting. It's even taking the project further than we expected.
Well, I've seen firsthand the disappointment that people that are motivated, because the cause can certainly touch the heart. We get the good fortune or the bad fortune, depending on how you're looking at it, of trying to address it day in and day out as part of our work. And it's actually, quite frustrating and demoralizing to see, the pains that people are going through and ultimately just abandoning the cause, because it isn't easy. I've seen the groups that go and do food drives and they collect a bunch of food, and then a week later they're saying, oh my God, this is going to cost $400 to ship. And then the next, they're doing a bake sale and a bottle drive, and before long they've just given up. And I think that some of the work that I've been engaged in, and Tay has seen some of it, and Bruce has seen some of it, I think is the most efficient way to make the resources go the furthest. And that's, I guess, the perspective that I bring to the discussion and to the project that you're undertaking is that I want your students to feel rewarded that what they've done has gone as far as it can and has helped as much as it can, as opposed to being demoralized that they went to this effort and and it didn't really amount to as much as it could have.
That's really cool. So I guess our question then would be, would we be able to, once we've collected all the money that we can, when we write the check to the food bank, would we have to explain then, what would we do?
Maybe that's a good time for me to step in. So my name's Bruce. I work with an organization that's called the Nikinik Nuatsivik Nunavut Food Bank. Nikinik Nuatsivik means in Nunavut is that we are a place where you can come and get food. So we want the Inuit people who live in the community to know that we are a food bank. We are a volunteer organization that gives food out to people every 2 weeks. We have usually 100 families that come, but recently we've seen an increase in the number of families coming. Last Saturday we had 180 families come, and Iqaluit's a city of only 7,000 people. So that's a really large number of our community members who are coming and relying on the food bank, and we don't know if that's because of slowdowns in the construction industry and some layoffs over the winter, or generally the economy is not doing well, and so people are working a bit harder or finding it harder to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. Our distribution is typically designed to satisfy the needs of a family, supplement rather the needs of a family with kind of standard household items that you would have: flour and rice, sugar and cereal. What's difficult for us, and it's some of what Duane said earlier, is that sometimes people try and send us parcels, so we receive a box in the mail. But what can happen when you mail things is that packages can break, or cans and tins can be really banged up because Canada Post doesn't necessarily take care of a food shipment. It's not marked fragile or anything. And then we can also receive goods that don't always fit into what it is that we're giving out. Mm-hmm. So we, for example, will have a special distribution coming up in a couple of weeks for Christmas. It's Christmas season and it's December now, and all of us are thinking about what we're going to do for the holidays. But hungry families are also looking at their cupboards and saying, oh boy, what are we going to do? And so the food bank is going to buy a bunch of special food and distribute it to the families that come. Mm-hmm. We'll do, this year we decided that we're going to do ham. Mm-hmm. And so if, for example, you wanted to make a check out to the Nikinik Nuatsivik Food Bank, and we can make sure we get you the spelling of that. Mm-hmm. We're a registered charity with the Canada Revenue Agency, so we're an official charitable organization and a registered organization here in Nunavut. And if you send us a letter, what we can do is, after we use your money to help us with this Christmas distribution, we can take a picture of all of the hams in our food center and send that back to you so that you can see what's happened as a result of your donation. And you can have an idea. We have a Facebook page where we post photos sometimes of our distribution, so you can go there and look and see what kind of a situation we are in and how it is that we are operating, so that it isn't just sent away and gone and forgotten, but in fact you can have a role in helping us make Christmas better for a whole bunch of people here in Iqaluit.
I have a few students who are trying very quickly to find your Facebook page right now. We're trying to whisper to each other and look for it.
Well, and I think one thing that if I could just